K-State Nation, what's up?
Eddie Greer back for another episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, old K-State University. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Once again, appreciate y'all for stopping by and giving us a chance to give y'all more K-State information in here for y'all ears here on this podcast. Women's Tennis Edition here, recording this on this late afternoon, early evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. EG3 is at January 14th, 2026. Make sure you do like, subscribe. If you like what you're listening to right now, or if you were curious to check out other episodes, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Yes, women's tennis back on the prowl, baby. They'll open up their spring season I send us a quarter's podcast right now, kind of Wednesday night. Tomorrow, it all begins back in Lawrence for the Jayhawk Invitational starting tomorrow and again on Friday there as well. So, and I'm just going to give it that. I'll gleam over the roster for another. I'll say that for another episode. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it as the week goes on. But this is, it has been a young team. Head coach Jordan Smith back at it again. This team got kind of overshadowed a little bit because this team was busy in the fall semester, in the past fall semester. They're going to getting their feet wet underneath them a little bit, right? So they got that going, and now here they are in the actual season where they're going to be battling out to start off a season, singles and doubles, of course, matches in a hidden dual format. K-State will take on Iowa State. NKU, of course, and throw in Memphis in there as well. The team will face Iowa State first tomorrow morning. This podcast will roll out tomorrow morning at 10 there, and then it'll follow by Memphis. Oh, actually, this is a 3-day tournament, so I must have missed a day there when I'm recording this week in MSK. I must have left that Saturday out, but okay, so. All right, so 3-day tournament then. So tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. So you got to add that to your doubleheader, or they must have missed it because I was going off of the schedule because I didn't see that. Oh no, but that's not beside the point. But okay, so we got it. So now that we know that, so this is a 3-day event to kick off the 2026 spring season for the K-State women's tennis team, as I stated last semester, and right now. They have a young team, obviously, there. And okay, when we finish the schedule, I didn't finish the schedule. So Memphis on Friday. And then, of course, KU by itself on Saturday. This will mark the second straight season that K-State has started the spring season with Iowa State and KU. While they have not faced Memphis since 2022, there will be a dual match against Iowa State, the same teams later on, to close out the year. So Iowa State, so let's book in that. So that's starting off with Iowa State and KU, and it'll end the regular season with Iowa State and KU in April. Down the run as well, the IATA, Intercollegiate Tennis Association, from last semester, there are multiple ranked players. KU's Kyota Kubo was ranked 21st in the country. Memphis' Liani Moeller was ranked 70th in the country. Iowa State's Maria de la Paz Alberto, that's a long-ass name, 45th in the country, sorry. And then this player, Sonny's Vasla Shushkino. Boy, I must have messed that one up. She's ranked 124th there. And actually, Alberto in Stanislava, they're ranked 34th in doubles there as well. As far as the Big 12 conference goes, is the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports, head coach Jordan Smith and our girl Marlogo C and her sister Mata, they are, and the rest of her teammates, will be kicking off their season, spring season, beginning tomorrow in Lawrence. The Jayhawk Invitational, which will feature, of course, our Lady Cats, Memphis, KU, of course, the host in Iowa State. This is Eddie Greer, the third host of this other K-State podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Big 12 conference goes, the preseason. Wildcats. We're picked 13th. And remember, we're picked preseason 13th this time around. I don't know. I can't recall what if we even touched on what they were last year. But last year, getting a win and not one, I believe we got two postseason wins in the conference last year. Only get knocked out by BYU last year. So coming off of that there as well. And then, of course, you have, let me see. Speaking of Mata, she earned a singles title after six consecutive wins. And this coming from the Milwaukee Tennis Classic. I want to say that came, fall. Yep, fall. I just said fall. I should know that. Fall, fall semester there as well, where K-State had a total, the list is right, the total is right here on these notes. Seven total competitions this past semester, in the fall semester. So this young core and team has quite the experience on them now. They're going to get some more. But we'll see if that translates to a successful invitational here for this team. We'll find out a lot in the next 3 days. We'll have recaps of it for you on the show. Again, if you're new to this podcast, if you're not, that's okay. That's a good thing. But again, let's remind people that are joining this podcast for the very first time. I do recaps, postcasts, I try to do it after every K-State game, athletic game, whether that's women's tennis, we did it last year, or men's, women's golf, or basketball, we're going to do this week, UCF. We'll see what happens tonight here in about another hour or so. We'll find out K-State going to get on this board for this Big 12 or not, right? So got that going on. So, yeah, man, exciting times right there. Excited to see what this young team's going to do. Again, we're talking about a young women's team, athletic team at Kansas State. You got to go back. Again, not too far. What's going on right now? K-State wants basketball. Young team. Only one senior on it, right? And that senior is playing out of our mind right now. That senior is Tess Hill, by the way. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody else outside of Terrence Sides and, Natasha Klassen's are sophomores or freshmen, right? And then, of course, you got to go to skipping over to women's soccer. Only three seniors on that. The team, right? That team has a lot of mojo right now. Obviously, between them, women's volleyball, they're going to have some spring seasons going, kind of, you want to say spring training games, if you want to say that, going on. So, yeah, there's a lot of youth movement going on right now, and there's a lot of youth movement going on through that transfer portal on the football side right now. But, yeah, just a little bit of update right there. K-State Women's Tennis begins tomorrow. When this podcast comes up, it will be today, going down the three-day tournament in Lawrence, the Jayhawk, of course, the Jayhawk Invitational. And it'd be nice to see it won't be till Saturday, though. It'd be nice to see K-State get after Kansas a little bit. So there's that information for you as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Glad to be a part of the K-State family of podcasts. There are plenty of other podcast information on K-State sports. Guys that do it better, or we're right there with them. So there's that as well. And so, obviously, we haven't covered, I don't think, we haven't covered this much transfer portal in the history of this podcast in a minute. I rarely do recruiting on this show, but given the fact Colin Klein and what this new coach has been able to do to this point has been something else there as well. We try to keep up with it, and I'm sure we'll come back and get the rest of that transfer portal class at another time / episodes there as well. But you want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast there as well as we continue on here through the first month of 2026. Alex Ann out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer once again coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another first episode of Women's Tennis here in 2026. Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast in the books. All things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.